Welcome to this week's Key Voices. I'm Makesa Mwanza, bringing a roundup of the latest education news and an interview with Vicky Chafe, former teacher and creator of the Primary School Leaders Facebook community, which has more than 21,000 members. In the news this week, Ofsted could reconsider its proposal to give 150 minutes notice for inspections, says Matthew Purvis, Ofsted's Deputy Director for Schools. The Inspectorate is consulting on its new framework, due in September, and the consultation response so far has been somewhat negative towards the proposal. Listen to last week's edition of Key Voices to find out what Matthew said about the EBAC, the controversial outstanding grade, and more. The Guardian has reported that schools have become the fourth emergency service for vulnerable families, with many offering food, clothes, and laundry services to pupils. The majority of head teachers surveyed by the Association of School and College Leaders, ASCL, reported seeing a rising tide of poverty in their schools. An ASCL survey has found a £5.7 billion shortfall in education funding for 2019 to 2020, and are pushing the government to close the gap. A Department for Education, DfE, spokesperson said the government has released a range of support to help schools reduce costs, and the DfE is working closely with the Treasury as part of the spending review. Also this week, Education Secretary Damon Hines has commissioned a new advisory group to work with the government to look at how to promote better well-being for teachers. Its members will take evidence from teachers and school leaders before making recommendations to the Department for Education, local authorities, and academy trusts. The TES has reported that Chancellor Philip Hammond has said that the new national funding formula will resolve unhappiness about investment in schools, much of which he believes is linked to a skewed distribution of funds. The Guardian is reporting that the government is planning to streamline post-16 qualifications in England, scrapping funding for what it sees as poor quality courses that fail to equip young people adequately for further education or employment. And progress on LGBT issues is at risk of slipping backwards as campaigners force schools to suspend lessons about diversity, former DfE advisor Luke Turrell has warned. The message comes amid parental protests against lessons about LGBT rights and same-sex relationships. And now for our interview with Vicky Chafe. This week, we're speaking to Vicky Chafe, creator and manager of the Facebook group Primary School Leaders. Welcome, Vicky.
Hello.
So could we start off by asking, how does networking help school leaders?
Yes, of course. I've always had the mind that there's so much skill and experience out there that we just wouldn't have the capacity to house that in one school. One school may be outstanding at reading, while another an outstanding at PE. Why not share these skills? And in the climate that we're in, with budgets being so challenging, let's share what we have and gain skills from others. Networking with other schools, not just your neighbouring school, is an amazing way to not only share good practice, but also share the burden of the job itself. You can link up with similar schools, for example, a rural one, and share your worries, listen to theirs, and see how they're tackling a similar problem. Wellbeing is just as important as results, and even though networking has usually just been used for moderation and clusters, I think that we were really missing a trick on how we use them. When I was a school leader, there was definitely an air of not showing that you were struggling with something, going home night after night, just racking your brain and thinking how you can solve the problem. But now we embrace the fact that there are leaders out there and that have been there and done it and that they're willing to help and that they take time out of their day to support you.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. So how can school leaders start networking?
It's so easy. You can join groups like Primary School Leaders on social platforms, or you can do good old research and email yourself. Using social media is by far the easiest route. Members post in Primary School Leaders asking questions like, who's got a really good science curriculum in the Northwest and would be willing to make links with us? Some of our members make links with others from all over the country. They share that good practice and they support each other with their own roles. Being a subject leader can be a daunting role, but just to know that there are thousands of people out there like you who can support you just puts you at ease. If you aren't on social media, then you can simply email the head of a school that shares the same type as you. I say type because I think that networking with your neighbouring schools can be a hindrance and not very helpful, because in one area you could have a faith school, you could have a two-form entry, a single-form entry, an all-through school, or even a small rural one. Other than locality, they have very little in common, whereas the same school type would have much more in common. Just send them an email asking if they would like to make links, sell what you have, and tell them what you're looking for. For example, you'd say, we're a single form entry, we've got outstanding practice in our EYFS setting, but we're looking for support with our RE curriculum. Put yourself out there, you'd be amazed at what comes back.
So why did you create the Primary School Leaders Facebook group?
In another life, I was an advanced skills teacher. So for part of the week, I was deployed by the local authority to go and support other schools that were in requires improvement. I also ran the CPD for the local area, for the NQTs and subject coordinators in PE. When the budgets were cut, I wasn't able to go and support these schools. I felt that it was a real travesty. These schools were relying on support from others to get back to where they needed to be. And now there was nothing. I put my thinking hat on and thought about creating a social media group where school leaders of every level could come and ask for support and guidance. So I created Primary School Leaders, a Facebook group that's a secure place for leaders of every level. They can come and seek out that support, whether it be for curriculum guidance or parent problems. Primary School Leaders houses the answer. Unlike many other groups that are out there that's just for the senior leadership team, this Primary School Leaders group is for every level of leader, from executive heads to subject leaders. We all need support and we all have different backgrounds. This is what makes us the leaders that we are. I then created anonymous posts. This is where a member can message me and I post on their behalf. This could be for a number of reasons, from personal matters to safeguarding ones. I then created Primary School Governors, Primary School Office and Primary School Recruitment, and all have been really well received.
Yeah, it sounded like really good initiatives, especially having anonymised posts, because there's quite a lot of issues that people don't want to have in the public space. So having that, especially on a social media platform, is a really great initiative.
Absolutely.
So why has the group become so popular with school leaders?
I think it's because you can ask a question any time of the day or night and someone will answer almost immediately. We've got 22,000 members all over the country and even internationally, and everyone is there for the same reason, and that's to help and in turn be helped themselves. It's a safe space where you won't be judged or bombarded with negativity. I also think that because it isn't just for SLT, but for any level of leader, this is what makes it really good. I fully believe that it takes all sorts of leaders to run a school, and one of the hardest jobs I did was take on a subject as an NQT. Managing a subject and in turn all the staff is such a daunting task. You don't get any training for it. You're held responsible for the progress of the subject within the school, and even for some subjects you're held accountable for. Primary School Leaders is a place that they can get support. I also think that the fact that you feel safe, and if you want your name or your school kept out of the question, then this is now a possibility.
Well, thank you very much for that. That was really insightful. And finally, for our key question, given what we've been talking about, if you had one piece of advice for schools to act on, what would it be?
I think that the best advice that I can give is to know that you're not alone. There are millions of people out there doing exactly the same thing as you, suffering the same and feeling just as lost. The best advice I can give is seek out others and ask for help. The way I see it is that you wouldn't change the electrics in your house without seeking the right advice first. Our roles are the same. Don't be afraid to ask. You won't be judged, because I guarantee that there's a school leader out there that has been in your shoes and lived this problem. Don't be afraid to showcase what you've done too. I think that school leaders need to be shouting about their successes so that in turn they can support others that are looking for support in that area, and vice versa. We all got into teaching to help children, and as we move and change and our roles differ slightly, the main vision stays the same. It's just that the delivery is a little different. Now we support the adults to ensure that they support the children to the best of their ability. And let's face it, we all need that support now and again.
Thank you very much for listening. Key Voices is produced by The Key, giving education leaders the knowledge to act. Special thanks to Vicky for talking to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Members of The Key for School Leaders can access hundreds of articles on the latest issues in education at thekeysupport.com.